May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. First, a very joyous and almost tropical Christmas. 33 years ago, I was standing in the pulpit on Christmas Eve, and the Old Testament lesson was the same as tonight. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Now, this was the perfect lesson because someone had given a memorial of dramatic halogen high-intensity lights to light the windows, much as we have here at St. Paul's. So the whole plan was, when we read these words, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, the switch was going to be flipped, the lights were going to shine on the windows, and they were going to gleam. Well, it just so happened that that year in Fayetteville, North Carolina, the temperature on Christmas Eve was -4. Fayetteville's not used to -4, and neither, obviously, are high-intensity halogen bulbs. So we flipped the lights. They shone brightly, and then like this, they went off. So the whole point of the story, the whole point of the sermon was gone, because I was going to talk about the power of the lights shining through these windows, illuminating them to fill our hearts and minds with the glory that was around us. But then I realized that there was a much more powerful sermon here, which I will share with you. And that is that it's not so much the light that shines in tonight, but it's the light that shines forth from this place. If someone were walking down the Riverwalk right now, they would see that window illumined with a brightness that they would never see if the light were shining from the outside. People driving down Reynolds Street will stop and notice the brilliance of the light shining from this place. We are that light. We are the ones who have heard God's word. We are the ones who have been made new and brightened with the message of the gospel. We are that light that shines before humanity to give glory to our Father who is in heaven. It's not the light that shines out there. It's the light that shines in here that illumines our hearts and our minds and our souls, and gives us a glimpse of the hope that God has given all of us. We are a people of the light. People who have walked in darkness have seen the light of Jesus Christ, and that is why we are here tonight. Because someone has taken the time to let their light shine so that we too could catch fire with the love of God as we know it in that baby at Bethlehem. Just think of the light that illumines our hearts and our souls and our minds. Just think of the gift that we have received this day and every day. Just think of how we are fed and nourished and given the power and the strength to to proclaim the gospel of love that we receive this night. Don't let the brightness of the outside world get in our way. The light of Jesus Christ shines brightly here. And it shines through these windows, and more importantly, it shines through us. We are the light of Christ. We are the ones that illumine this world in which we live. And if anyone is to see or know the light that shines in the darkness, we are the ones that must show them. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. We have seen the light. That light shines in and through us. So now, let us go forth into the world, letting that light shine, that people may see and know in and through us the true light, which enlightens every single person. They may not know it yet, but we are here to show them. Amen.